This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Monday, January 4th, 2010. You know, I said yesterday, I was going to say 2010. 2010, 2010. No, I said yesterday because you know what? I record a podcast, but the audio was so bad I did not put it out. So that's why I said I talked about it yesterday. No, this is my first podcast in the new year, I believe, if I'm correct. Yeah, this is the first podcast of the new year, so Happy New Year. Hopefully you had a wonderful holiday weekend. The boyfriend and I, actually I went to the boyfriend's house. I was already at the boyfriend's house because I picked him up at the, turn this down a little bit in my ear. Not to you, but in my ear. Yeah, that's better. I had picked up the boyfriend last Tuesday from the airport. And then we stayed at his house. There was a chance of some precipitation, so I ended up staying at his house again Wednesday night. And then Thursday, of course, was New Year's, so we stayed then. And then Friday, I stayed because we were taking down this Christmas tree on Saturday, so I ended up staying at his house until Saturday, from Tuesday to Saturday. Anyway, so what did we do? Well, if I talk about just the weekend, well, I guess I can count New Year's as part of the weekend. We had a dinner party on New Year's Eve. There were nine of us all together. And the boyfriend made, He made chicken gumbo and rice, dirty rice, and black-eyed peas, and vegetables. I can't remember what vegetables he made. And pork loin. For dinner, and all the guests came in. We had a really good time, and then of course at midnight we had champagne and we had wine throughout the whole evening and throughout the whole meal. So we had lots of wine flowing, and then midnight came, and I'm playing something on my desk here. Midnight came and we had some champagne and watched Dick Clark mumble through Happy New Year, and then right after that, Mark and Shane, they came. They had to leave because they were tired. And so they went home. And then a couple other people left right away. And then we ended up sitting up and talking until about 2:15, talking with other people, two other guests who we just had a lot to talk about. And then they went home, and then the boyfriend and I did quick little cleanup and decided we would clean the rest of it up in the morning. Oh, and you saw the part of the New Year's video of me cleaning up the, showing you the dishes and stuff that we had to clean up. So yeah, that was Friday. That was what we did most of the day. Friday was clean the dishes and put things away and just kind of relaxed. And then in the evening we watched the movie Religulous. Oh, excuse me, big fatty. Oh, that was hot chocolate, because I had some hot chocolate earlier. So we watched the movie Religulous. I think I'm saying that right, or it's Religulous. I'm not sure how you actually say it, but it's the movie by Bill Maher, and he basically tells us that he's an atheist, and then he goes about explaining all the different religions, and that each of the religions has a crazy story that expects their believers to believe just because they should believe. And when the way he was explaining it, I thought to myself, this is quite funny because, first of all, besides the fact that I'm an atheist too, but it's funny that Christianity is the most accepted, and well, maybe not, because actually the Muslims, there are more Muslim religious people in the world than Christians. But anyway, Christianity in the United States, I should say, is probably the most widely accepted religion. But then the way he talked about the religions in terms of, like he said, okay, here's the crazy story that the Christians tell. Here's the crazy story that the Jewish people tell. Here's the crazy story that the Mormons tell. Here's the crazy story. I mean, he had a crazy story for all of them, especially when he gets to Scientology. Jesus. See, I've been brainwashed over the years. And in any case, the way he explained each of these religions, Christianity isn't any better than any of the other religions. They just believe in different things. Granted, we know that they believe in different things, but the story that they expect people to believe is just as crazy as the story that any other religion expects them to believe. Anyway, I just found it very interesting. If you're looking for a movie about religion with a funny, of course, funny twist to it, you've got to watch Religulous, the one by Bill Maher. It was very good. I enjoyed it. At first, I said to the boyfriend, "Oh, I'm just going to watch this and see if it, you know, see if I'm interested in it, and I may just turn it off." But I ended up watching the whole thing, and he ended up watching it with me. So it was very good. And then on Saturday, our plan was to take down the boyfriend's Christmas tree and all his decorations, because the Epiphany isn't until Wednesday, and I wouldn't be there to help him take down his Christmas tree, and he likes to do it at the Epiphany. But we can't do it when I'm not there. So, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so on Saturday we got up. We didn't get up early. We actually hung around in bed until probably 8 or 9 o'clock and had a leisurely breakfast, and then got started taking things down and packing. Well, we had to go down to his storage unit and get all of his boxes and stuff. And then while he was packing stuff up, I took the Christmas tree apart, put all the ornaments in the box, and took down all the lights, and then pretty much got it ready to take down to the dumpster or to the trash area. So the boyfriend packed up all his boxes and we took them all down to the dumpster area, and Christmas was over, and he was very sad. He really, really likes Christmas. So he was not happy, because he just loves Christmas. I don't know why, he just does. And you know, I like the traditions of Christmas. I love the music, even though I'm singing the crazy songs, because I was listening to I have this one Christmas CD that I think I made probably 8 years ago, and maybe it wasn't quite that long. Maybe it was, I don't know. But I just love the music in it, and I had it on my laptop at the boyfriend's house, and I just kept playing it over and over and over again, and just singing like crazy. And the boyfriend thought that was funny. So I did that like the whole Christmas time. Played this one CD over and over and over again. Anyway, so we did that on Saturday, and then the boyfriend had to take care of some pets, and then he wanted to go to church, so I came home to my house, because we were going to, well, the plan was that my mother was going to go to the commissary on Sunday, so I'd like to be at my house so she can bring me the groceries on Sunday. But when I got home, there was a voicemail on my machine, on my phone, saying that it was too cold and she did not feel like going to the commissary because it was going to be like 17 degrees Sunday morning. So, you know, we basically came back to my house for no reason. But no big deal. We ended up Saturday night cooked. I had chicken and rice, and we had a nice bottle of wine. And actually, we had a second bottle of wine. And then when we were drinking the second bottle of wine, the boyfriend was playing on YouTube, and he was finding these clips to watch on YouTube and being silly. And it was fun. I was trying to think, what else did we do on Saturday night? I guess that was pretty much it, and then we went to bed. And then on Sunday, we decided to go shopping, because the boyfriend was looking for some placemats, some holiday placemats that might be on sale, and he did find them at Macy's. So he got some holiday placemats, and I went to the candle, Yankee Candle, and got a candle, and went to, I was looking for a calendar, because I did not do any calendar shopping this year, so I waited till the last minute, and we went to Barnes & Noble and got a calendar that was on sale. It's only $7, but not anything great. I mean, I got this, it's like flowers. I don't know, it's just not that great, and if I find something better, I might buy it, but I'll live with it for the time being. I just really need to see the calendar laid out, because I have one in the kitchen so I can see it when I'm not near at the computer. So yeah. Now That's what we did on Sunday. And then we came back from shopping and had some afternoon snuggles for about an hour. And then the boyfriend went home and I did all my usual Sunday stuff, you know, 2 loads of laundry, run the dishwasher, stuff like that. And I'm telling you, I did not want to go back to work today because, you know, I've been off for 2 weeks thinking, oh, God, I wish it would snow, or I wish, you know, school was closed. I wish I didn't have to work, because I did not want to go back to work this morning. Well, I did. I got up at 5 o'clock, a little bit early because I had some things to do, because we missed those last 3 days before the Christmas break because of the 20 inches of snow. So my classroom was still set up for December and not for January. So I had things to do. So I went to school a little earlier today and got all my stuff done in time with plenty of time to spare. So that was good. But I was dragging a little bit, but I think I'm going to be really sleepy tonight. Like, I'll be ready to go to bed by 9 o'clock because I think I'm going to be tired. I don't know. We'll see. Now, some other things I wanted to talk about. I got another Christmas card in the mail from Nancy in Japan. Now, let me grab this card. Oops, there goes my chair. But I got, I forgot to get it out to talk about it. There's a picture in here. Well, first of all, there's a holiday Christmas or a holiday postcard. And it says, When the boyfriend is out of town, you can curl up under your tree and dream about him. Do you have a plaid sleeping bag to spread in front of the tree? Nancy in Japan. And it's a cute little picture of a cat sleeping on a plaid stocking. It's cute. Thank you, Nancy. And then she enclosed a picture of a table set for dinner. And she writes on the back of the card, "Dear Archie, I set the table for you in case you want to visit. Unfortunately, nothing for you to eat. Oysters, liver, turnips, Brussels sprouts, reindeer pate, artichokes, favorites around here. You're right, Nancy, I would not eat any of that stuff. But I see that you have beautiful holiday place settings and napkins and little things. That's really nice. You have a nice place setting. So, Nancy, thank you for the Christmas card. Unfortunately, I am all out of Christmas cards, Nancy, and I won't be able to send you one. I have like 3 Christmas stamps left, though. You want one of those? But I thank you very much for the Christmas card, and I wish I had... I didn't keep your address from last year. I should have kept your address, and I would have sent you one in the first place. Now I feel bad. I think I'm going to hang on to your envelope, and then next year I'll have it to send you a Christmas card or Crima card. So thank you, Nancy. And then I have a voicemail from Ramble Redhead. You know what I forgot to do? Insert it in here. God damn it. I'll just stick it in here. So listen to this voicemail from Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead. Just wanted to give you a quick call to wish you and the boyfriend a very happy, healthy 2010. And I'm calling all my podcasters to let them know. And I just wanted to give you a quick call to say hi and wish all the best. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ramble. I don't remember what you said because I stuck it in after the fact. So, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I'm terrible. That's terrible. Anyway, I do thank you. And you know what? I'm really glad he called because I think I get to keep my voicemail box for another month. Anytime someone would like to, you know, call the voicemail line like Ramble does and save the number for another month, I appreciate that. Because if not, then I have to do it. Now, I saw this thing on, you know what, I don't have this being hijacked. I wonder if I can hijack this right in the middle. Let's see, application mixer. I want to hijack Safari. Where's Safari? Okay. Hijack. Quit and relaunch. Now, I wonder if it's going to hijack it in this... on this recording, I don't know if it will. But anyway, I saw this thing on Huffington Post that Brett Hume from Fox News said that Tiger Woods would not be in such a fix if he was a Christian, if he had Christianity. I didn't really understand what that means, but I saved it to my Tumblr, the Archer Tumblr. So I'm going to click on that now, and maybe we can hear the video or hear the audio of this video. shows up. Let's see.
21 a long time ago, and I've been really slow to put it to work.
Okay. Sports, Brett.
Tiger Woods will recover as a golfer. Whether he can recover as a person, I think, is a very open question, and it's a tragic situation with him. I think he's lost his family. It's not clear to me that whether he'll be able to have a relationship with his children. But the Tiger Woods that emerges once the news value dies out of this scandal, the extent to which he can recover, it seems to me, depends on his faith. He's said to be a Buddhist. I don't think that faith offers the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. So my message to Tiger would be, Tiger, turn to the Christian faith, and you can make a total recovery and be a great example to the world.
Can you believe that shit? That's the Media Matters logo. Can you believe Brett Green would say, if you turn to Christianity, then you will be able to redeem yourself? Holy crap. Who does he think he is that his religion is the one that's going to see him through? I don't think that Buddhists offer the kind of forgiveness and redemption that is offered by the Christian faith. Brett Hume, you are a fucking douchebag. The fact that you even believe in whatever. I just thought that was sad and interesting, and I shouldn't be surprised. It's Fox News, for God's sakes. Anyway, other topics on my list. This program called Socialite. I found a new program. It's called Socialite, and it's by the same people who do, what's the name of that blogging software? I used it for just a little while. I can't think of what it's called. RapidWeaver, that's what it is, RapidWeaver. But anyway, this program called Socialite, I did a little burp. What you do is you put all your social networking feeds on this one program. Like I have both of my Twitter accounts, I have all of my blog feeds on here, and my podcasting feeds, and I have my Facebook account on here, and my Flickr account on here. And it will, instead of having to go to all these different websites or to start up Tweety or, all these different programs, this is one program. It does it all. It goes out and gets all the updates and then puts them all in one window. And then you can tell that they're separate by the way that they look. Like all the tweets have the picture of the person who's tweeting it. And then, of course, the little tweet next to it. And then, like, if it's an article from one of the feeds, it's like a white rectangle that has like a ripped piece of paper at the bottom. So, you can tell all the difference where they come from. So I like that part of it. And then when you click on it, once you click on the next one next to it, it goes away. Oh, that's a cute picture. I'm going through them right now because I have 16 updates to look at here. And I just quickly click through them. Most of them are from Twitter because people tweet a lot. I don't tweet. I hardly tweet at all. But, oh no. What is that? Michael Sage posted a picture of the plumber electrician's ass on Twitter. That's funny. Ugly picture, but that's funny. So check it out. It's called Socialite, and it costs $20, but I think it's well worth it because now I don't have all these separate programs. Like, I don't have to go to the Facebook site. I don't have to go to the Twitter feed, Twitty thing or the Twitter website. I can upload pictures to my Flickr account and do all the stuff through this one program, and I like it. I really like it. I think it's worth the $20. Not that I have anything to do with them, but, I really like the program. I like to, share the, ideas with other people. Now, speaking of that, I've done a little bit of work on my website, as I seem to be always doing. I put a little bar down here called Social Networks, and you can click on the little icons, and it will take you to those different things. Like, I've been trying to slowly upload all of my videos to my YouTube channel. So if you click on the little YouTube thing, it will take you to the Archer page on YouTube. And I've got lots of, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have 13 videos on there currently. And they're all old videos from like between 2004 and up to 2006, I think. Because I didn't do very many videos during those first couple years, and their quality is very low. So don't expect anything fantastic. But you can check out all the videos on YouTube. They're in a much quicker to download format. And when I finally got back to my, did I say Flickr? I'm at YouTube. When I finally got back to my YouTube channel, I saw that I have 32 subscribers who subscribe to my videos, and people like Ramble Redhead, David B. This one says Spanking B. Arthur, I think. Yeah, Spanking B. Arthur. And then a couple people I don't even know. And then they're, oh, well, there's BJNet. I look at all of them. I've got a lot of people on here. Oh my gosh, Cheryl Murkowski. Mikey Pod. But then there's a lot I don't even know. I don't know who these people are. A lot of them don't even have little pictures on there. Oh, Lauren. Lauren is a subscriber. Anyway, so I have bringing back the YouTube channel. It has always been there, but I haven't had any videos on there for a long time because I was redoing my videos and I stopped using the YouTube channel. Anyway, it's back. So if you go to my website, you can click on the little icon that says YouTube and you can go check out the YouTube page. You can also click on the little Twitter thing and go to my Twitter page. But of course, I have protected accounts, so you have to request to join me. I mean, to follow me. And then if you click on my Flickr, I've always had a Flickr account too, but I just haven't put my pictures there, but I updated that recently by adding about 45 or so pictures. And you can check those out on Flickr by clicking on a little Flickr badge. And then there's Friend Feed. I don't know that I really use this. I think it just automatically updates from my feed and posts everything. And it says, I post about once a day, it says. And it's got everything on there, videos, podcasts. I mean, it's the same thing as going to my website. I don't really know if I understand what Friend Feed is for. But I've got 4 subscriptions and 13 subscribers. I don't really know what that, I don't really understand Friend Feed. But anyway, the point is I got this little, widget for WordPress that lets you put in all your different social networkings. Like I've got my Tumblr on there and Technorati and StumbleUpon and Dig. And all these different things that you can see what I've been doing on those. And I haven't been doing shit on StumbleUpon or Dig or even Technorati for that matter, but I just do have the Tumblr on there and all that stuff. So just go check that out. And then I'm also slowly trying to, as I said, work on the videos because I've got everything else done on the website. I just need to work on the videos and get them. I don't mean the most recent ones. I mean the old, way back old ones because I want to change them all to a different form, not format, but a different size. And see if they keep the same quality. If not, then I'm going to have to just keep them all the small size. But put my little Archer beginning on that I like. Anyway, and then the last thing is, I just finished watching this movie called The Bucket List. And I really wasn't that familiar with it. I don't know if anybody heard about that. But let's see, where is, because I went to this website, Wiki Answers, because I asked how much money did The Bucket List make, and it actually made $155 million worldwide, and it was only, it had a $45 million budget, but you know what, I don't even remember when that was out in the theaters. Anybody remember the movie The Bucket List? It was in from 2007 with Morgan Freeman and what's his name, damn it, why can't I think of his name, yeah, Jack Nicholson. And Sean Hayes was in it, the gay Sean Hayes. I remember hearing something about it, so because it was playing on HBO, so I went ahead and clicked on it, and you know, just to save on the on my DVR, and it recorded it, so I went ahead and watched it. And but it didn't get any major awards. So it was, I don't know, it was interesting, but the movie was really good. I mean, it got a little slow at parts, but at the end, I swear I was almost crying. It was so good. So, you know, check out that movie, The Bucket List, if you haven't already seen it. All right. I've been chatting much longer than I usually chat, so I think I'm going to stop. And, I'm sorry that this is, taking me so long to get my first podcast out of 2010 or 2010, but, here, you know, you got it. And this, I'm recording this on the same day that Big Fatty had his 500th episode. And for me, this is episode, I think it's 1028. I don't know. I have to go back and see. Because I actually posted 2 videos since my last podcast. Yeah, this is 1028. So Big Fatty, you're 528 behind. Get busy. Of course, if I keep podcasting this slowly, he will catch up to me. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, boys and girls, I hope you had a wonderful holiday weekend and that your Monday was good getting back to work. Because I know mine wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, although I just didn't want to go. So that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Maybe I'll podcast later this week. I don't know. We'll see. So until next time, bye.